Day two, Violent Night, starring David Harbour from Stranger Things. He plays Hopper, and also Beverly D'Angelo and John Leguizamo.
Welcome to your worst Christmas ever.
Let's go!
You have $300 million in your personal vault. That's what I want for Christmas. Mm-hmm.
So there's starting the premise. Is this wealthy family, Beverly D'Angelo is the mother, mm-hmm. or the matriarch, and not very nice, but, and all the family comes back to her and is like, he's kissing her butt. It's funny in some different ways. She lives in this mega mansion, and this guy has planned to steal the money out of her vault at her house, $300 million.
Okay.
And then Santa shows up, played by David Harbour, while this is all happening.
I don't want any trouble, okay?
Someone's gonna scooch up that chimney.
Who is he? Because he's not your typical mall Santa.
Santa, are you there?
That's Santa putting cue balls and pool balls in a Santa sock and hitting a bad guy in the face with it and crushing his skull.
Wow.
Daddy said you were very busy tonight. My name's Trudy Lightstone.
Are you going to help us, Santa?
Yeah, Trudy.
Santa?
No, I'm on my nice list.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Some seasons beatings.
Seasons beatings.
The bloodliners are great.
It's great.
Who the hell are you?
Boss, what if he really is the
There's
real?
No such thing as Santa.
Yeah! These bad men, they're all on my naughty list. Naughty.
That's money!
Can you do the naughty ones?
I give him a lump of coal.
It's a lump of coal. It's a grenade.
What?
And he puts it under this bad guy's shirt, you know, he's trying to kill this family, and then he runs away, but he has to watch.
Where is it?
I gotta watch.
I believe in you, Santa.
Wow. He's stabbing people in the face with candy canes. He has a sledgehammer. And he's a reluctant Santa. It was like his last Santa, his last Christmas. He was tired of it.
The real Santa.
He's the real Santa.
The
it's
real
not like
Santa.
Bad Santa or somebody's mm-hmm. dressing up. He's really Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
And he's disillusioned at this point because fewer and fewer people believe. But this little girl, she believes. And then he doesn't even want to help them at first. He sees like this family is being held hostage at gunpoint. He's like, I just want to leave. But he can't get back up the chimney. Because his reindeer had flown away. He can't get back up. So he's like, he's stuck, so he has to help. But then as he starts helping, a lot of things unfold. It is the craziest movie I've ever seen.
The trailer this morning, because you showed me the trailer. I think it looks really good.
It does.
What a spin.
Better. Yes. That sounding now, after hearing that, sounds a lot better than just the name and Jared saying it.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yes.
Now, it's
violent. Is Violent Santa? Is that what it's called?
Violent Night. Violent Night.
Like Silent Night, but Violent Night.
Got you.
And it's the emotions you go through. First of all, it's very funny. There's a lot of tongue in cheek things. There's the I can never remember her name. She's in Vice Principals. She's in Righteous Gemstones.
I can't remember
her name, but it doesn't matter. But she's so funny, and she plays basically the same character. And she is a suck up to the rich mom. She's trying to get all the money. She's throwing everyone under the bus. You know, they're all fighting to get this money, and then this guy comes in to actually steal the money.
Mm-hmm.
But so it's very creative. It's funny. It's extraordinarily violent. Do not watch this with really any human being. But I mean, don't watch this with any kids or teenagers. I think it's too violent.
18 and over.
I would think so.
Okay.
I mean, they do not skimp on the violence.
All right.
But it is also funny at the same time. And at the end, it's extremely heartwarming. I'm like, what is happening here?
Wow.
Did this do well in theaters?
I'm not sure. It came out last year around Christmas time. I think it did okay. I don't think people knew what to expect. I saw it just because I was like, what is this? And I was like, this movie it's like a surprise.
Yeah.
A surprise hit to me.
$76 million at the box office.
That's pretty good. I mean, it's not like a Marvel movie or anything, but it's
pretty good. $76 million. That doesn't seem that good.
I don't think the budget was extremely high.
It was $20 million.
The budget. So that's a win for them. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, also the way it was distributed. I mean, when I saw the trailer, I was like, that looks pretty interesting. But I didn't get, when you watch it, you're like, oh, I promise you're going to love this movie.
I think it's really clever.
It's clever. Yeah. It's a spin. And David Harbour is excellent as Santa.
Do you have hoes on this one?
Out of five hoes. Four out of five hoes.
Four hoes.
I'm telling you.
So it's almost as good as Christmas Vacation.
Almost. Mm.
Christmas Vacation, if you missed it yesterday, 1.5 hoes.
Which should be 4.5, but yeah, that's fine.
It should be
and
4.5.
I got a surprising lot of people that agree with me. Although I got a message this morning from a guy named David. I won't say his last name. He said, you are a garbage human being, and you should feel bad about yourself. You probably like Elf. Talking about my Christmas Vacation review.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, we're all allowed to have our own opinions, aren't we?
That's a little bit too serious.
Why you got to throw a shot at Elf?
Yeah, I know, seriously.
That's like, okay, should I get a security alarm now?
Right.
I said, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
The only thing, Jared, that I do not agree with you on is this, for this particular movie, Violet Night. You had said, because we were talking about the actress Beverly D'Angelo, who is obviously in the National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, and that she's also in this movie. And you had said something along the lines of, well, she didn't age well. I got to disagree. In real life, looking older, you know.
Well, she's in her 60s, yeah.
But in the movie, I think she looks great.
I guess when she first comes on screen and she starts talking and she has smoked for so long, she sounds horrible.
Maybe the way she sounds.
So that's probably, that added to it. Yeah. Like, her face is fine, but I mean, she looks similar. But her voice makes her just sound really, really bad.
And even in the, you know, National Lampoons and stuff, she had a huskier smoker's voice then. It's only gotten worse over the years.
30
but,
years later, it's the voice is like kind of jarring at first. Like, oh my gosh, that's what she sounds like.
Oh, but she looks good, I think.
If you're an adult, watch this movie, Violent Night, and you will thank me. I promise you.